Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. For the California Angels. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the California Angels, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Downing reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Grich steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Royals nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue fires to first and picks off Jackson. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Royals nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Washington steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 1 in the game. Geronimo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to second. Doug DeCinca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinca is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinca hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quirk moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. Quirk scores. One out. It's 4-1, Royals. Andy Hosler now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Boone and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to third. Carew moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. Geronimo strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Foley who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinces is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Boone moves to second. It's Royals, 4, Angels, 4. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Bob Boone. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carew is walked intentionally. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 4. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ferguson now catching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Onyx Concepcion pinch hits for Cesar Geronimo. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-4 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hood now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Clark now playing right field. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson is hit by the pitch. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ferguson and he is out, Grich applying the tag. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Ken Forge now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Angels 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-4 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Paquette moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Angels 4. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich bunts towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.